Now, the EU has said it still hopes to strike a trade deal with the United States, despite Donald Trump throwing the process into disarray. At the weekend, the US president announced that he would impose a 30% tariff on EU imports if no agreement was reached by the start of next month. The trade commissioner, Maroš Šefčovič, has said they continue to engage with Washington, but he warned that a 30% import tax would practically eliminate trade between the EU and the US.
30% or 30% plus, there will be a huge impact on trade. It will be almost impossible to continue the trading as we are used in a transatlantic relationship. And if you look at the impact this would have, so I have to say the transatlantic supply chains would be heavily affected on the both sides of Atlantic. They definitely don't want that. Show me one industrial leader who is happy about this tariff policy. So therefore, we feel the huge responsibility for the biggest trading relationship on this planet. $1.7 trillion, $400 billion flying across the ocean every single day in the form of goods and services. So therefore, we are showing this enormous patience, enormous creativity to find the solutions. But if it stays 30 plus, simply the trading as we know it, will not continue with a huge negative effect on the both sides of the Atlantic. And therefore, I think we have to do, and I will definitely do everything I can to prevent this super negative scenario.
And that was Maroš Šefčovič speaking this morning to journalists. Let's go to Brussels, from where we're joined by journalist Jack Parrock. Jack, how much pressure is on the EU Commission to find a way through this?
Yes, an enormous pressure right now. And you could really hear the frustration from Commissioner Šefčovič during his comments entering the EU trade ministers meeting today. He's really the person leading the negotiations with the United States, and they've been locked in. We know that he personally has been super locked into the negotiations with the US counterparts. And what seems to have happened over the weekend with Donald Trump posting on his Truth Social website saying that they're going to increase the tariffs to 30% by the 1st of August if no deal is done, has caused a real spanner in the works for the negotiators, who kind of felt that they were getting close to a deal. There's a clear frustration amongst the Europeans, but there's also a sense that they need to try and get this right. The route through is very, very complicated when your trading partner on the opposite side in the White House, Donald Trump, just doesn't believe in the free and open trading policies that the European Union believes in.
Like you say, trade ministers are meeting in Brussels today, but how much agreement is there among member states on the best way to proceed?
There's a relative amount of unity. You can see that they're all slightly nervous that this situation has come around again, right? We've already gone through a few of these deadlines. But each country has its own difficulties. For instance, the Germans have to try, in their view, to try and protect their car industry. France has different issues, things like wine exports into the United States, for instance. And then the smaller countries kind of get forgotten often in these bigger trading negotiations, but it can really hamper different economies across the Atlantic, in the United States as well. Now, the big bargaining chip for the European Union is, while there is a huge trade deficit from a US perspective, so the EU sends many more goods into the United States, therefore the US pays the EU more for that than the other way around. From the EU perspective, we bring in much, much more services. So, for instance, we pay for lots of the digital tech services, your big streaming platforms, etc. So the question is, how willing are European Union countries that coagulate under the EU? The EU is in charge of negotiating trade for all 27 member states. How willing are they to start pulling the trigger and using some of those issues? So, for instance, restricting some of those streaming services in the European Union could be one thing on the cards later down the line if these things can't get resolved.
Is a broad 10% import tax like that secured by the UK, is that still possible in your assessment?
By the looks of things, absolutely not. And that's what the EU was essentially hoping for, was to sort of replicate the UK deal that Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, managed to sort of wangle. But the reality is that the EU is a much bigger trading bloc than the United Kingdom is, and therefore it's a much bigger deal for the United States. Also important to say, Trump's taken on Mexico in this as well, with a 30% tariff. They were on a 25% tariff. The difference between politics and economic realities are really complicated. The EU is very good at negotiating from a clear standpoint. When the two sides come into a negotiation with clear priorities, they make compromises, they come out with a trade deal. We've seen the EU do it many times. But this version of trade deal, where Trump posts, you know, something that throws a complete spanner in the works, they're finding it very, very difficult to find a way through this. And now the new deadline that we're all looking for is August the 1st. Will the EU be able to get Trump on side, persuade him that these massive tariffs are just not a good idea as they see it?
Jack Parrock in Brussels, thank you for being with us this afternoon.